శ్రవణం. భాగవతే మహాముని కింబా పరైరిశ్వరో సద్యో హృద్యో బరుభ్యో తేత్ర కృతిభీ సుశుశుభీ తత్క్షణా. శ్రీమద్భాగవతం స్పీక్ ఆఫ్ భారత ధర్మతత్వ ఎట్ కాండెమ్స్ కైతవ ధర్మ ధర్మ ప్రజీత కైతవ. కైతవ ధర్మ మీన్స్ సిటింగ్ ధర్మ. దర్ ఆర్ ఫోర్ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ సిటింగ్ ధర్మ, దట్ ఈస్ ధర్మ అర్థ కామ మోక్ష. అండ్ స్పీక్స్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ భారత ధర్మతత్వ. హూ అండర్స్టాండ్స్ ది భారత ధర్మతత్వ? పరమ నిమర్శనం స్వదా వేద్యం. స్వదా మీన్స్ డివోటీ వైష్ణవ. దోజ్ హు ఆర్ పరమ నిర్మత్ర, దోజ్ హు ఆర్ నట్ ఎన్వియస్ అట్ ఆల్. ఓన్లీ దే క్యాన్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ భారత ధర్మతత్వ. స్పీక్స్ ఆఫ్ వేద్యం వాస్తవమత్వ వస్తు శివదం తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం. స్పీక్స్ ఆఫ్ వాస్తవస్తు సుప్రీం రియాలిటీ, దట్ ఈస్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్. హియరింగ్ దిస్ భాగవత్ కథ, కృష్ణ కథ, ఇట్ ఈస్ జీవదం ఆల్ ఆఫ్ పీసెస్, ఇట్ ఈస్ తాపత్రయోన్మూలనం, ఇట్ సమాన్ హియర్ డైలీ భాగవత్ కథ కృష్ణ కథ ఫ్రమ్ ది లిస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఏ ప్యూర్ వైష్ణవ్. He will be free from the affliction of three tapas, that is adhyatmika, advaitika, adibhautika. Srimad Bhagavati Mahamunikuti Kimba Paririshwara Sadhya Sudhya Varudhya Teyatra Kutihi Susrusubhi Satkhana. If somebody just develops the desire that I'll go and hear Bhagavata, only by developing the desire, Krishna is there in the heart of Paramatma, immediately becomes awakened. One who comes daily and hears regularly Bhagavad Katha, Krishna Katha, he develops a Krishna Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, as a result of which Krishna becomes bound up in his heart as a rope of love. This is the result of hearing Bhagavata from the one of high souls. What is Bhagavata? This is Nigama Kalpatara Galitam Phalam Sukha Mukhadam Sadrava Sanjitam Sivata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Muhrao Rasika Bhuvi Bhavaka. This is Nigama Kalpatara Galita Phala. This is most ripened, sweetest, nectarian, juicy fruit of the Vedic tree. Again, it has come out from the lips of Sukadeva Goswami. Sukha Mukhadam to Dravasunjitam. Sukha literally means parrot. Sri Sukha, Sri means Srimati Radharani. So Sri Sukha, Sukadeva is Srimati Radharani's parrot. When it came out from the lips of Sri Sukadeva Goswami, it has become much sweeter. Generally, parrot puts its beak into that fruit which is ripened and is very sweet. After being tossed by parrot, it becomes much sweeter. Similarly, the Srimad Bhagavatam, this is Nigama Kalpatara Galita Phala, the most ripened, sweetest, nectarian, juicy fruit of the Vedic tree, but when it came out from the lips of Radharani's parrot, that is Sukadeva Goswami, it has become much, much sweeter and relishable. Sivata Bhagavatam Rasamalaya Muhurao Rasika Bhuvi Bhavaka. We invite such Rasika Bhaktas, those who are developed taste for this nectarian juice emanating from Bhagavata Katha, again and again, please come and test this nectarian mellow. You will find a juicy fruit here in material world, that is mango. Mango is a juicy fruit here, but it has skin over it and a seed inside, isn't it? You cannot devour the whole mango. No skin over it and seed inside. But Srimad Bhagavatam is such a juicy fruit, nectarian juicy fruit, that it has no skin over it, no seed inside. You can do devour very easily, yes. And you may taste wherever you like, adhye, madhye, unche. You taste it in the beginning, or in the middle, or at the end. Wherever you may taste, only you taste nectarian sweet mellow, which is nothing else. Such is Bhagavata. Anarthapasamam sakhyad bhakti yogam adhukshade lukasya adhanta vidyam sakri sattva sangitam jasyam vaisriya manayam కృష్ణే పరమపురుషే భక్తిరుత్పతి పురుష శోకమోహ భయావహ. Only by hearing Srimad Bhagavata, one from the right source, one can very easily develop Krishna Bhakti. As a result of that, he will be free from this lamentation, delusion, and fear forever. This is the result of hearing Srimad Bhagavata. Srimad Bhagavatam Puranamamalam Vaishnavanam Priyam Jasmin Paranam Chamekamalam Jnanam Parangiyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Saitam Naiskarmyam Abhiskutam Tatsunam Supatam Vicharana Paro Bhakti Abhinusya Nara. Srimad Bhagavata Puranam Amala, Amala Purana, Spotless Purana. Second thing, Vaishnavanam Priyam. This is very dear to the Vaishnava. So the Vaishnava is very dear. In Srimad Bhagavatam, the transcendental knowledge, your transcendental knowledge, Paramahansa Jnana, has been discovered. And also, with that, this Vairagya, Jnana, Vairagya, detachment is also there. Tatsunam, Supathan Vicharana Paro Bhaktya Vimusti Nara. Hearing Bhagavata, studying Bhagavata, contemplating on the teachings of Bhagavata, one will very easily develop bhakti as a result of, he will be free from the clutches of maya forever. There are four things in Srimad Bhagavatam. Arthayam Brahma Sutrana, Bharata Artho Vininaya, Gayatri Bhastya Rupasu, Vedartha Paribhumita. This is the first thing, Brahma Sutra Bhastya. Vyasadeva compiled Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra, and he gave the commentary. That is Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam, natural commentary on Brahma Sutra, Vedanta Sutra. This is first thing. Second thing, Bharatartha Tatparya. What is said in Mahabharata, its purpose is given here. Third thing, Gayatri Bhashya is also the commentary on Gayatri Mantra. And Bhagavata begins from Gayatri Mantra. Gayatri Arthe Hi Grantha Aramma Satyam Param Samanda Dhimai Sadhani Prayodana. Finally, the first verse is there, Satyam Param Dhimai. It begins from Gayatri Mantra and commentary is given in Gayatri Mantra. Fourth thing, Vedartha Vistara, teachings of all Vedas been expanded here. Four things are here in Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore it says, Sarva Vedityas. Itihasanam sarum sarum samudratam sarva vedanta sarum hi srimad bhagavata ichyate tad asamata tasya nanyatra sridhadikati. Therefore it is the essence of all Vedas, all Upanishads, Vedanta, everything, all various Vedas. One who is very fortunate enough and develops taste for this Bhagavata Kathamrita, he will never aspire for any other sastra. These are some of the glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. Before beginning Srimad Bhagavatam study, we must glorify Srimad Bhagavatam and beg for his mercy. Without his mercy, we cannot approach it. Gradhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Now come to the text. Om Namo Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th canto, chapter 8, text 65. Rajavacha, Sutomi Baraka Brahman Srainenath, Karunatmana, Nibhasita Panchavarsa Sarmatra Mahan Kavi. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The king replied, O best of the Brahmanas, I am very much addicted to my wife. And I am so fallen that I have abandoned all merciful behavior, even to my son, who is only 5 years old. I have banished him and his mother, even though he is a great soul and a great devotee. An inquiry of Narada Muni, why King Uttana father was moral. He replied, purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, there are some specific words which have to be understood very carefully. The king said that since he was very much addicted to his wife, he had lost all his money. You understand?
That's the pact.
If somebody is married to a woman, he will lose all his good qualities. Sama dama bhagasthiti. That verse is also there. Isn't it? 11th canto, you'll find. It is fact, that's a fact. Yes. The king said that since he was very much addicted to his wife, he had lost all his money. That's the result of becoming too affectionate towards women. The king had two wives. The first wife was Suniti, the second wife was Suniti. He was too attached to the second wife, however, so he couldn't behave well with Dhruva Maharaj. That was the cause of Dhruva leaving home to perform hostility. Although, as a father, the king was affectionate towards his son, he minimized his affection for Dhruva Maharaj because he was too much addicted to his second wife. Now he was repenting that both Dhruva Maharaj and his mother Suniti were practically vanished. Dhruva Maharaj went to the forest, and since his mother was being neglected by the king, she was therefore almost banished also. The king repented, having banished his boy, for Dhruva was only 5 years old, and a father should not banish his wife and children or neglect their maintenance. Repentant over his neglect of both Suniti and her son, he was morose and his face appeared withered. According to Manusmriti, one should never desert his wife and children. In a case where the wife and children are disobedient and do not follow the principles of home life, they are sometimes given up. But in the case of Dhruva Maharaj, this was not applicable because Dhruva was very mannerly and obedient. Moreover, he was a great devotee. Such a person is never to be neglected. If the king was obliged to banish him, now he was very sorry. He is a devotee. He is endowed with all good qualities. Jasyasti bhakti bhagavatya kintana sarvi guni sattva sanasti sura parava bhaktasya tutu mahatmuna manarchana asati lahavata bahishu. Isn't it? Jasyasti bhakti bhagavatya kintana. Who is such a devotee? Akintana bhakta, niskintana bhakta. Who has developed another devotion, all good qualities appear in his person. Sarvayi sattva-samasthe sura. With all godly qualities and demigods appear in his body. He is such a Vaishnava. Sarva-maha-guna-guna-vaishnava-sarire Krishna-bhakte-krishna-guna-sagoli-sandare. Sarva-maha-guna-guna-vaishnava-sarire Krishna-bhakte-krishna-guna-sagoli-sandare. Who is a Krishna-bhakta? Dear devotee of Lord Krishna, he is endowed with all divine qualities. You understand? Krishna guna, that is there in Krishna. Yes, it's such a person. How he will be neglected and abandoned? And King Uttana Pada did this because he was very much addicted to his second wife. He lost all his good quality must be. This is teaching. These are teachings here in Srimad Bhagavatam, many places. Srimad Bhagavatam, many places you find this subject matter, this topic is so important, the addiction to a woman. Too much addiction to a woman. It's condemned. Many places you find. This has been given. And it's a great stumbling block. Great obstacle, path of devotion also. Yes. Great obstacle. You'll find this in 7th canto of the Prahlad Maharaj said, and Narada Muni speaks about it also, to Dhrishti Maharaj. In 9th canto of Bhagavatam you'll find in Sauvari Muni Charita. And also, Jajati Devadani Charita, and in 6th canto Mahatma also will find, those horses are there. And 11th kind of Bhagavatam also will find, and 3rd kind of Bhagavatam also will find, Kapila Devotee, Mother Devotee about it. Yes. So many places Srimad Bhagavatam will find. 4th kind of Bhagavatam also will find how Nada speaks to Rasinamayi, isn't it? About that. 5th kind of Bhagavatam also will find about King Priyabrata. So many places you'll find. This has been said. The 6th kind of house also says how Jamaraj says, I was saying last evening, bring those men to me, oh messengers, my dear messengers, Jamadutas, those who are very much addicted, home heart. Not those who have not developed attraction towards the Bhagavad Gita, Amrita, Paramahansa, they can such nectar and mellow emanating and from it. They don't drink it, isn't it? And 11th kind of Bhagavata also you find. This Ururava Pachyama is also there. So many places. And Krishna's instruction also to Uddhava in 11th kind of Bhagavata. There also you'll find. You understand? All these places. And Abdhut Brahmana Jukti to Jadurajan also. There you'll find about it. So here also you find 4th kind of how this King Uttanapada says on inquiry, Narada Muni's inquiry, why you are more? What has happened to you? He says, this is the result that I am too much addicted to my second wife, therefore I abandoned, I lost all my good qualities, I am so fallen that I abandoned all merciful behavior, even to my son, who is only 5 years old, and I banished him and his mother, even though he is a great soul and great devotee. You understand? He is a great soul and great devotee. 11th canto of Bhagavatam, you will find this verse is there. They say, Kim vidyaya kim tapasa ki tyagena sudhenava kim vivikyena maunena srivirasya manahudam. You understand? You have that verse? Kim vidyaya kim tapasya kim tyagena sudhenava kim vivikyena maunena srivirasya manahudam. Whose mind is stolen by a woman. You understand? What is the value of his education, his tapasya, his renunciation, his sastra shravan, or staying in a solitary place, or becoming mauna? Understand my language? No value at all. He loses all good qualities. Do you follow? That is there. This is King Pururabha says. King Pururabha says. 11th kind of Bhagavatam. Krishna's instruction. Uddhava. Srinang, Sri Sanginang, Sangam Chakta. Duratatmavan, Kheme Vivikta Asino. Sintayin. Mama Asundrita. No tathasya bhavet kleso bandhasthanya prasangata joshi sangata punso tathasthotsangi sangata. That was 11th canto, 11th canto, 14th chapter, 29-30 verse. Krishna says, who is a wise man, intelligent man, he is still not associated with you. Woman or a person addicted to woman, please, Sangi. He should be away from such persons. women and persons related to man. He should meditate on me, staying in a solitary place. Not thoughts of his place of understanding prasangata. Yoshi sunga ardhata punsa tada sungi sungi. Tot sungi sungata. Who is a fool? Who is an intelligent fool? He becomes attracted towards women. And there was too much attraction decent women. Therefore, as a result, he suffers again and again, more and more in this material world and his bondage. This material bondage becomes much tighter, much tighter, much tighter. Yes, that's the result. And this is the result now. He expresses, King Uttampada expresses, because of this, I am very much addicted to my wife and I am so fallen. I have abundant, own merciful behavior. Even to my own son, who is only 5 years old, I have banished him and his mother, even though he is a great deep soul and a great devotee. Yes. Seventh canto, how many this Prahlad Maharaj says, his instruction to his demoniac boyfriend, katham priyaya anukampitaya sanangrahasyam rusiransa mantram 7, 6, 11, 13. Susuta sneho srita sisunam kakhanam anurakta citta kejat kosasku vivehomana karmani lobat avitrutta kama taupastha jaiham bahumanyamana katham virjati duranta moha. To find out. 7, 6, 11. Katham priyaya anukampitaya sangam rahasyam rujiransa mantra susuta sneho srita sisunam kakhanam anurakta citta.
How can a person who is most affectionate to his family, the core of his heart being always filled with their pictures, give up their association? Specifically, a wife is always very kind and sympathetic and always pleases her husband in a solitary place. Who could give up the association of such a dear and affectionate wife? Small children talk in broken language.
That is very sweet to hear. How can they give up? Yes.
Very pleasing to hear. And their affectionate father always thinks of their sweet words.
Yes, always thinks of his sweet words. Yes. Always thinks of priya anukampitaya sunu rahasya rusira. Affectionate husband. Always thinks of his wife. Oh, her face, her smiling, her joking. So nice. How can I forget, isn't it? Again, thinks of his small kids are there, broken language. Mommy, daddy. Is that? It's so sweet to hear. How can I forget all these things and give up and become a renunciate? Impossible, 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 isn't it? Yes, Prahlad Maharaj says. Then?
How could he give up their association? One's elderly parents and one's sons and daughters are also very dear. A daughter is especially dear to her father. And while living in her husband's house, she is always in his mind.
Always in his mind, yes.
So he could give up that association. Aside from this, in household affairs, there are many decorated items of household furniture. And there are also animals and servants. So he could give them up. Who could give up such comfort? The attached householder is like a silkworm.
And it's like a attached householder is like a silkworm, yes.
Which weaves a cocoon in which
it becomes imprisoned. It's a cocoon in which it becomes imprisoned, yes.
Unable to get out. Simply for the satisfaction of two important senses, the genitals and the tongue, one is bound by material conditions. How can one escape?
Yes. Prahlad Maharaj. Again, Prahlad Maharaj in Sarsam. 7th and 9th chapter. 35 verses, you can see. Mithunadi Grohmedi Sukham Hitucham Kando Enam Karoya Ivadukhadukham Sruptanti Nehakrupana Bahudukha Bhaja Kando Tiban Manasija Visahita Dhira. Yes.
Sex life is compared to the rubbing of two hands to relieve an itch.
Yes.
Grihamedi, so-called Grihastas, who have no spiritual knowledge, think that this itching is the greatest platform of
happiness. Yes, very nice. Yes, in the beginning it is very nice. Eating, it's very nice, yes. But later on, big source boils, so much pain, consequence, is This sex life is like that. In the beginning, very nice. Right on. Oh. Too much suffering. Gromadis. Yes, too much attached to it.
Although actually it is a source of distress.
Source of? Manifold distress. Manifold distress. Yes. No?
The Krishnas, the fools, who are just the opposite of Brahmanas, are not satisfied by repeated sensuous enjoyment.
The Krupanas are not satisfied in spite of repeated sense enjoyment. Yes. Who can tolerate it? It is odd, sexual odd, very strong odd. Not easy thing to tolerate it. And who can tolerate? Kandutibana manasijam ito is a hero. Yes.
Those who are
dhira,
who are
sober
and intolerant of eating,
are
not subject to the
suffering of the
fools and
rascals. Yes. Those who are? Dhira. Dhira, sober. Who are they? They are devotees. Devotees of the Lord, bhakta. You understand? They can tolerate. Mahaprabhu says, sororibha sahishnuna. We are tolerant as trees. Do you understand? The Vaishnavas. The devotees of the Lord, they are tolerant. Those who are engaged in bhajan, you understand? Those who are engaged in bhajan, they can tolerate. Those who are not doing bhajan, they are very, very intolerant. They cannot tolerate it. If you do bhajan, then this power of tolerance is generated. You understand? Only the bhajan parayana, Vaishnavas, bhaktas, who are always engaged in Krishna bhajan, they can tolerate. Therefore, Mahaprabhu's instruction, Sarojiva Saishana, we are tolerant as trees. How trees tolerant, you see? Is tolerant the scorching heat of the sun and gives you cool shade. Torrents of rain, thunderbolt, everything tolerant, so it gives everything to you. It's fruit, flower, twigs, branches, leaves, everything. And if you won't give him water, it's tolerant. It'll dry up, it's tolerant. If you cut him to pieces, burn him to ashes, still it's tolerant. Not tolerant. If you become a devotee, if you can develop another devotion to Krishna, then you become so tolerant. Tolerant, nobody will tolerate. So these objects, especially all of the tongue and genitals, if you can control your tongue, then you can be able to control your genitals. Very strong objects. Only bhaktas, vaishnavas can tolerate. Others cannot tolerate. You find also here, seventh canto, Bhagavatam, 7:14, 12:13, verse. You see, Narada Muni speaks to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Jaiha dadarthe svam pranam hanyat, Ma pitaram guru, tasyang sottam striyang jayhat, jastena hi ajito jito, krumibir hasmanisthantam kvedam tuccham karevaram, koto dhiyara dirbhajyak, kvayam atma navas sari. Find out? 7:14.
12:13.
No, it says begin. Jayhat dadarthe svam pranam. See the verse, that's the verse I like.
One so seriously considers one's wife to be his own, he sometimes kills himself for her or kills others.
Sure. Becomes so merciless. Now, he admits. Uttanapada admits.